covering what's going on around the great state of Arizona this weekend and upcoming weekends. If you've got an event you'd like us to promote, give us a ring. Let's talk about it. 1-888-767-4348.
And no matter where in the state you're traveling to, you can catch Rosie on the House on your radio dial. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/radio to find all your local listings. I got a text earlier from Boudreaux on his way to check the crawfish bite up at Goldwater Lake in Prescott, looking for the Talk of the Quad Cities AM, FM radio dial. Listening in at Sedona, KAZM, Tucson, KNST, Calf Country, and Flagstaff, KGVY in Green Valley.
All right, so we're all about getting out and promoting the great state of Arizona. We have on our website what we call the Arizona Staycation. Boy, we got the nicest letter from someone who was a recent winner, Dottie. She says, listen, dear Sarah, and Sarah's the one in our office that puts all of this together. Dear Sarah and everyone at Rosie on the House, thank you for the fantastic staycation at Lake Havasu City London Bridge Resort. It's a beautiful part of the state I was introduced to, and I am anxious to return. Everyone from you, Sanderson Lincoln, the London Bridge Resort made us feel special and are truly Rosie certified. You were extremely kind and helpful in all aspects of arranging the wonderful trip. Everyone at the resort made us feel right at home, and our suite was sweet. The suite was sweet.
Get it.
She's got like about 9 E's in there. Sweet. The treats from the Cactus Candy and the Arizona Highways books were wonderful. Patrick and his team at Sanderson Lincoln provided a beautiful Lincoln MKX. And to top it off, when I returned, the car she had left at Sanderson Lincoln had been detailed, washed, waxed, cleaned, and vacuumed. So how about that? Thanks again for all you do for the great state of Arizona. Sincerely, Dottie.
That's our goal for every staycation, huh?
So what we do is we find out where you want to go in Arizona. We have lodging partners literally located in every corner of the state. We find out when you want to go, and we pay for the whole thing. You go over to Sanderson Ford. You pick out one of their demo cars. They give you the car for free. We give you all the gas money you need to get there and back. Take care of your lodging. You can only register for the Arizona staycation at one place. That's
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
That's right. Look for the Sanderson Ford staycation tile. Click on it and register right there. Speaking of staycations, what else have you got going on? The state parks, I mean, that's a 50-page pamphlet.
For 2 months' worth.
And that's just the next 2 months mm-hmm. of state park activity.
Right. So, and you can go anywhere all over the state and find something to do. Red Rock State Park, all month they're having an ancient Indian cultures of northern Arizona. You just go on there and look up all the times and places. And some things you have to register for and some things you can just show up for. Here's one I want to go to in Tubac. 1,000 years of chocolate. Doesn't that sound like fun?
That's a class you take?
Yes. But the history of chocolate.
The history of chocolate in Tubac.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the Cattail Cove State Park up at Lake Havasu. We were just talking about that.
Uh-huh.
They have a wonderful thing just tonight. It's a geocache, desert bash, and star party. So you can go and you can learn how to do the geocache, and they have 20 caches hidden around. You can go through and find them, so you get lots of good practice. And then afterwards, they're going to look at the stars, and it says bring your dancing shoes because they're going to have live music too. Now that would be a hoot.
That's all at Sandpoint Marina Cattail State Park?
It is.
What a hoot. I think geocaching is probably one of the most underutilized outdoor recreation activities that there is. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but you actually go to a website, geocaching.com, and you can register yourself as a particular member. You get a GPS, and you type in the zip code or the nearest landmark of where you're going to go hike. And there are literally geocaches everywhere. I mean,
you don't have to go hiking. They're in the city now, too.
They're everywhere. You're exactly right. They're in parks. They're along sidewalks.
And Rachel wants to learn how to do it in Germany while she's there with the boys. And just recently, in ours that we set up at the White House tree, we had some visitors from Germany stop by. Because then when you go to a geocache, someone else's, you go back to your internet and just say, hey, I was there. We found it. It's in good shape. I took this. I left that. And so we got a little note from, it looked like about 4 or 5 people traveling through together.
And you go in and you register. And who are we? We're the rambling trio. and it's UI and Carol Grace, and it's like a treasure hunt. You download these coordinates to your GPS system, and you have to go find a hidden little box. Sometimes they're as small as 35 millimeter film canisters. Sometimes they're as big as a small wish chest. A lot of times they're about the size of an ammo can. And you leave little treasures in there, and you have to go and find these little hidden treasures. It's a great excuse to get out and go hiking. It's a great excuse to go out and explore Arizona. And so they're having 20 geocaches at this Cattail State Park event.
One other little thing they have is you can buy a little icon, and then you put it in, and the next person takes it and puts it in the next box. So you track where this little thing went. So you can watch it go all over the world, because somebody will take it and put it where they're visiting, and then someone else takes it and puts it.
We actually, and then you have the traveling bug that's actually registered with an ID number. And we have one. We took one out of a geocache in the White Mountains, and it asked to be planted somewhere where there's trees. So we're taking it to Germany. We're going to replant it in Germany. And whoever planted that in the White Mountains will get a notification, hey, your travel bug has turned up again. It's in Germany. It's great. Geocaching, it's a great family activity. Listen, folks, we'll be back right after this for another half hour. What's going on around the great state of Arizona? 8 o'clock, we've got John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree coming in, talking trees.